Don's on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Don's on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
Don's on Saturday playing Dua Lipa and Physical. So every week I'm going to be here with Dean Bowditch, former MK Don's player. Hello, Dean.
Very good, thank you. How are you?
And also in with us today is Jack Sharp, who is the Football Development Manager.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show. So, Dean, let's catch up with you first of all. You're now in the MK Don's set. What's your official title again?
I'm a Community Ambassador.
Brilliant. So what does that involve?
So what basically that involves is that as an ambassadorial role is to be involved in everything and anything involved in the Sports and Education Trust.
Excellent. And you're still in contact with the first team, of course, several of your old colleagues there. So you're the man to kind of have on this show to let us know what's going on here at Stadium MK. And Jack, what's your role?
I'm the football development manager within the set. So I look after all community football, boys and girls, that also transfers into the elite game. So I wear two hats here with our community and elite football teams.
Right. And you're also involved with the women's football as well, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on.
Yep, absolutely. We'll talk on it a little bit later on, but big game coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, look forward to that. And that's free entry, apparently, is it?
Yeah, all our games this season, our home games, are based right here at Stadium MK, completely free.
All right, well, we'll find out a little bit about that a little bit later on. Dean, first of all, a question for you is, have you ever looked at your own Wikipedia page?
I have, and I've got a feeling I know where this is going.
Do you?
Yeah, go on.
Go on then, what's the question?
No, carry on.
No, go on.
So, I've got a funny feeling that one of my teammates at Stowmarket has changed my Wikipedia recently.
Right, have you ever updated it yourself?
No, of course I haven't.
Have you?
No.
I wonder how many people actually do that, where they can just go on and update it.
Probably
he's on
loads.
It every day downstairs.
Yeah, probably is. So I had a quick look through. Something that I didn't realise was that you was Carl Robinson's first signing.
Yeah, I was. Well, yeah, him. Yeah, and in that season, I was quite early doors in the summer signings.
Could you actually understand any words that he said at any time during your time here?
No.
Was there an interpreter here?
I spoke to John Gorman mainly.
Did you?
Yeah. And even he was hard to understand.
Yeah. So what was your highlights then of when you played for the Dons?
There's
probably so many.
There is actually, yeah. Scoring the first goal for the club was always nice. Being top goal scorer for two seasons running was nice. Scoring the winning goal against AFC Wimbledon was nice. Beating Man United 4-0 was nice. There was plenty to talk about, but loads of highlights.
And did you take part in the Man U game?
I was on the pitch.
You was on the pitch?
Yeah, I was on the pitch. I was on the pitch for 60 minutes. Whether I actually done anything, I can't remember.
Don't worry, that's not on your Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Your performance on that day. And then I guess that you're obviously delighted to then be coming back to the club and being part of the set and really involved in what's going on in the community here.
Yeah, absolutely. It was. I love the football club. You know, I spent 6 years here as a player, built up some really good relationships on and off the field. So when I got the opportunity to come back and be involved in the club, whether it was on the football side or the community side, it didn't bother me. I wanted to be back in the door and to help out as much as I could. So to be a part of the Sports and Education Trust is huge.
Right, brilliant. Well, we're going to be talking about the first team in just a little bit. Let's continue with MK's biggest hits. This is Medusa now and Lose Control. Medusa and Lose Control. We're all dancing to that one in the studio. Especially Dean. We'll put that on your Wikipedia page in just a little bit. So the season then for the MK Dons first team, a bit up and down really.
Yeah, Jack will probably know loads more about me being a huge fan. He'll hate me for dropping that in. But it has been up and down. Obviously, we all know what happened sort of from a managerial point of view. And the season didn't start great. Which was a shame, really, because everyone seemed to like Paul Tisdale and everyone seemed to like him as a person. It just wasn't quite working out on the pitch. And ultimately, it's a results-based business. It didn't quite work out. And Russell's come in and just, I don't know what he's done and what he's been eating, but he's just managed to get this team going and it's looking really good.
So the games really seem to turn the corner between Christmas and New Year. Some really good results here at Stadium MK that then continued into January. February hasn't been too bad so far.
Yeah, how long unbeaten? Are we unbeaten for
four
games? Which is for a team that couldn't even buy a win. You know, to have a few wins in there and a couple of draws against some tough teams is incredible, and it just shows the actual quality that we have in this squad.
So a couple of games coming up. Portsmouth, I guess they'll be looking to get their revenge after what happened here between Christmas and New Year. No game today. Originally today was against Bury, and we all kind of know what happened to Bury. So a weekend off for the boys.
A weekend off, and as a player, you know, after a busy Christmas period, as a player, to be given a weekend off, you know, when you wasn't expecting one is quite a nice surprise. So it might be a chance to get some players that haven't been playing, get some workload in their legs. But ultimately, it's about giving the players that have been playing 90 minutes week in, week out, a little bit of rest time.
And next weekend, is it Bolton?
Bolton at home, yeah.
Excellent. So kids under 12 go free, which is something that we're going to be talking about quite often on this show.
Yeah.
Because that kids under 12 has been in place for quite some time, but it seems as if not everyone's aware of it still.
What I think it is, because we're such a young football club, what we want to encourage is young people to come along to games and see what we're all about and see what the stadium is, and to encourage our next generation of people in the community to sort of see what's going on and become real supporters, because in 20, 30 years they'll be having children and they'll be true supporters. It's about building the football club. So to let them come for free is such a great incentive to bring them along.
So you don't need the Young Dons membership anymore. Was it one paying adult, and then is it two or three under 12s that can come with every adult?
Don't know, you need to double check that.
Yeah, it'll be on the website, mkdons.com. All right, there is football at Stadium MK this week. We're going to be talking to Jack about the women's game in just a little bit. Let's continue with MK's biggest hits. This is Flo Rida now, and Low, it's MKFM. Flo Rida and Low, it's the returns of Dons on Saturday. Got Dean Bowditch with us and Jack Sharp. So there is football at Stadium MK this weekend. The women are playing tomorrow. So Jack, tell us about the women's team first of all.
Yeah, so we play in the third tier of football within the country. So there's the Women's Super League, Championship, then us in the National League. So that's split into Northern and Southern Leagues. So we're in the Southern Prem. We're doing okay this year. But this Sunday, we've got the semi-final of the National League Cup, which probably the biggest game in our club's history in the female game. So excited to be at Stadium, really excited. We're hoping to get a good crowd in. And as we said earlier, it's free to come along and watch at a 2 o'clock kickoff.
So has there been a massive uptake in people coming to watch the game since the Women's World Cup?
Huge. So last year we were averaging 89 people here at the Stadium. And although it was great playing here, we wanted to kind of generate our support base. We identified pre-season. What we want to do is drive the interest coming up into the women's game, especially with the Euros being held here in 2021. We're now looking, we've had 1,100, 1,300 people come through the door. Young families as well, who have not had a lot of interaction with the game. So it's been something that it's been quite unique to us as a club this year. Not a lot of clubs open their doors. No other team in the country has a facility, a match day facility like this either. So it's allowed us to really kind of take the women's team off the pitch to another level.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit more then about tomorrow's game.
So Stoke City, they play within the Northern League that we're in. So we're in the same tier. We've had to overcome a couple of penalty shootouts and a couple of nerve-jangling games. I think we played Swindon, Cardiff, Basildon, Chesham on the way to this point. We're expecting it to be a really tough game. They've got a couple of youth internationals within their team. So we know we've got to be at the top of our game to be able to get the result that we want to get to the final.
So if people want to come tomorrow, how easy is it? Do you need a ticket?
Nope, turn up. It's
just turn
gate
up.
7, turn up, walk through. It's right. We're trying to make the process as simple as we can to make it as accessible to everybody.
So if people don't know already, free parking. So you can literally park,
free parking, yeah,
right
no
outside
cost.
Gate 7.
Right outside, no cost, walk straight into the building. Gates open from 1:15. Kick-off at 2 o'clock.
All right, excellent. And are the rest of the facilities open for the women's game? Or
so we have food kiosks inside the game.
Yeah.
So we're trying to generate a similar match day experience to the first team on a Saturday afternoon within the women's game.
All right, excellent. So that's tomorrow, kick-off 2 o'clock. Gates open at 1:15.
Yeah, it'll be great to have as many people down here as we can.
All right, it's Dons on Saturday. We continue with Dean and Jack in just a little bit. We'll continue with MK's Biggest Hits with Robin Schwartz and Harry Styles next.
Dons on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Dons on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
Harry Styles and Adore You. It's MKFM Dons on Saturday with Dean Bowditch and Jack Sharp. So we've got the Legends game coming up in May. Tell us about that, Dean.
So we've got Legends game on the 10th of May. A Legends game. I'm playing in a Legends game. That's really nice to know.
How does that feel?
It feels strange. It feels strange being called a legend.
Well, let's face it, everyone kind of like bows down to you a bit when you're walking through the corridors here at Stadium MK, don't they?
No, not really. Just the chairman. So, no, it's we've got, 10th of May, we're playing Coventry here at Stadium MK. We've got, obviously, a few of us older players coming back on the pitch, and we want to have as much support as possible, and we'll still be competitive, and we'll still want to be out there sort of winning games of football. It's just bringing that past sort of back to present. So if you can come down and support us on 10th of May, that'd be great.
Who signed up for the game at the minute?
So me, which is the most important.
Yeah.
Just a parade.
we've got Luke Chadwick's coming back. Isle McLeod, as always, is going to be there. We've got Carl Baker, who's going to be, I think, playing half and half for Coventry and us. There is a few on the list. Unfortunately, I've not got a list on me, but as we get close to the time, more and more should get announced for the day. But at the moment, there's a good few numbers.
And tickets available yet or not?
No, I don't think so. No, nothing like that yet. It's, like you said, it's a little bit too soon as of yet, and I'm sure we'll cover it as we go along.
All right, excellent. Let's continue then to MK's biggest hits. We'll do Lewis Capaldi for you in just a little bit. This is Live and Joy Now and Don't Stop Moving. It's MKFM. Lewis Capaldi and Someone You Love. Jack's still dancing to that one.
Banger.
So, Jack, let's just talk a little bit more about your role then as the football development manager. So, we talked about the women's game earlier. Got a game on tomorrow against Stoke City.
Against Stoke City, yeah.
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock is kickoff. Arrive Stadium MK at 1:15. So, what else do you do in your role?
So, I'm in a really privileged position. So, I look after the football players that come through the set. That obviously, our aim is to try and develop players for the academy to go into the first team. So, from the four-year-old that first has contact with football all the way through to the senior women's player that ends their career. So it's both boys and girls. So within our girls programme, we have our community programmes. We have our RTC, which is Academies for Girls, which we're incredibly proud of. We have a host of Youth England internationals within that setup that ultimately feed our first team. And within our boys programme, all our community football that leads into our Advanced Centre, which is the platform where we have 250 kids that are participating weekly in order to try and get into our academy. So loads of football is basically my role. It's just a dream for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's great to have such an impact within the club that I've been at now for nearly 10 years and have supported. So I feel very, very lucky.
Excellent. And you have half-term and football clubs, don't you? So is that involved with your role?
Yes. Yeah, so within my department, I've got a fella called Dan Blester, who's our community football officer. He runs all of the community side. So in terms of holiday courses coming up, those participation programmes that we're very proud is that, yes, we have our elite sections attached to the club, but our programmes, we have programmes available to everybody, boys, girls, all various different ages. We want to be able to be out there and engaging with everybody in the community in order to hopefully, as I think Dean said earlier, generate some more support, whether that is with the women's team or whether that is for the first team on a Saturday afternoon.
So if people want to get involved in playing football, how can they do that?
Head to our website, mkdonset.com. All our information in terms of things that we deliver is all up there. Customer service team, get in contact. We've got a Twitter handle at mkdonset. And the club have been really supportive in terms of getting behind what we do as well. So loads of people you can contact, loads of ways you can find out what we do.
All right, excellent. Let's get back then to MK's biggest hits. We do Major Lazer and Justin Bieber for you in a sec.
Don's on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Don's on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
Major Lazer and Justin Bieber, Cold Water, Saturday lunchtime across Milton Keynes. It's Don's on Saturday. Hello, this hour we've got Jack Sharp and Dean Bowditch with us this hour. So, Jack, you were saying that you've been with the club for 10 years. Dean, six seasons, 2011 to 17, is that right?
Oh, yeah, you've done your research.
I have.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know. It's just incredible.
Which we discussed was wrong.
It's just incredible, isn't it, that page? So, I guess you've both worked with Dele Alli.
Yeah, you've played with him. I've seen him come through the club.
Yeah,
he's still very much a big poster boy in terms of what we do, and we obviously use him as our kind of big success story, which for a club like us is, you know, it's fantastic. But yeah. Dean will be able to tell you more about that.
Yeah, I think what Jack said there is Jack's seen the development as a child, you know, and seen him come through and seen the problems that he's had and how they've had to deal with it on a sort of a community point of view, and to try and help him through into the academy. And then once the academy sort of took the reins and sort of developed him as a footballer, he then done the work himself. Delhi, you know, Delhi was the one that sort of decided, you know what, I might have had sort of a slightly different upbringing, but I'm going to take the reins on this and I'm going to become the best footballer I can be.
So you was talking earlier, Jack, about how people can get involved with playing football with the Dons. It's contacting you know, the club via the MK Don set. So I guess Dele Alli kind of went through that experience.
I think I may be starting to ruin, but I think Dele was found in a schools program.
Right.
So we've got a huge schools team that we cover length and breadth of Milton Keynes in terms of supporting schools with their needs, not just with football, English, math support, things like that. And I believe originally Dele was found in one of these sessions that was then brought to the club. I also think when he originally came in, he came in as a goalkeeper. I think he came in as a goalkeeper, first and foremost. Yeah.
That's probably a fact that no one knew.
Yeah, so I think his journey could have gone on a very different route.
Yeah.
So it's a great example of showing where, that shows the importance of having a community programme and a real big community base that supports a young player. And look, obviously, where he's now represented at a World Cup, that may not have happened without having clubs, community organisations out there supporting, you know, not just young players, but young people.
Will you still pick the phone up to you, Dean?
No.
Sorry, I'm not going to ask you to get your phone out of your pocket or anything.
I've got his number, but no, he won't answer to me. I have to go through Harry Hickford now, who's like his agent. So, yeah, if I need to get Dele, I'll speak to Harry.
Right. All right, well, we'll be back in the second hour. No game, of course, today. The original scheduled game was against Bury, but we're going to talk in about next weekend's game against Bolton in just a little bit. We'll do the news at one for you in just a little bit. Jonas Brothers. And what a man got to do. It's Dons on Saturday. Hello, this is Darren with Dean Bowditch and Jack Sharp, who have just continued to dance over the last hour or so.
It's been great fun.
I'm going to have to get a video in here for next week. Yeah. Get a camera in here and kind of get this out on social media. no game, of course, today. Originally, it was scheduled against Bury. So the next game here at Stadium MK is Bolton next Saturday. Tell us a bit more about the game, Dean.
Well, obviously, like you said, we've not got a game this weekend, so the lads will have a little bit of rest time and they've got quite a lot of time now to prepare for their next game against Bolton. And again, with Bolton sort of having sort of their problems in the past and having so many points deducted, they've found themselves right down the bottom of the table. So they've still got a good team. They've still got a good squad. They did recruit quite well recently, which is sort of good for them. But whether or not they will be able to sort of get themselves out of trouble is obviously up to them. But from our point of view, from the Dons' point of view, they need to be wary that actually they've still got some good players in that squad and they've got to go and do a job.
All right, excellent. So next weekend, of course, tickets are available. Under 12s continue to go free. There's also an NCS game next week as well.
Yeah, so the actual game itself is the NCS is our National Citizen Service program that we have here at the set, and they're using that as a sort of a match day to sort of help promote their program, their 4-week program for 16 to 18 year olds over sort of the summer. So what they're going to be doing is for anyone who's signed up to the program, they're going to be giving two free tickets away, but any sort of other information for anyone that wants to get signed up on a program, you've just got to go to wearencs.com where you'll find loads more information about that. But it's a program that helps, like I said, 16 or 18 year olds have a bit of fun but also educate them as well.
All right, excellent. So that's all happening next Saturday right here at Stadium MK. All right, we'll be back in just a second. Let's continue with DJ Khalid Amriano. It's Wild Thoughts on MKFM. Tom Walker and Better Half of Me. It's MKFM Dons on Saturday with Jack Sharp and Dean Bowditch. So we were talking earlier in the show about how things have changed for the first team now that Russell Martin has taken over the squad. Much better results in the last couple months.
Yeah, it's not. I know I said earlier about sort of a results-based game, but the football is much more exciting. We're on the front foot, we're pressing high. It's an attacking style of play, and it's something that Russell, as a player, must have enjoyed doing in his team, sort of in the Premier League, and he's just taken that knowledge that he's sort of built up over time and he's put it into this team. So it's a much better match day experience to go and watch. There's goals, there's loads of goals going in, which is great. And it's just about, like I said, it is about winning games, but it's about enjoying the performance as well.
And for a player, what is it like when you're near the relegation zone? The team, you know, luckily a few points out of the relegation zone now. But when you're in that zone, what is it like?
Well, I experienced 2 years down at Yeovil Town, and we had 2 years of a relegation scrap. And it teaches you to become a man very quickly, because you've got to learn that actually I might have to fight for this. I've got to fight for every ball, I've got to fight for every challenge, every header, every tackle, whatever it may be. You've got to fight for it, because ultimately you don't want to get relegated. So it's nerve-wracking. It's the teams that hold their nerves the best and make better decisions, ultimately they get out of trouble. So yeah, it's difficult, but also it's exciting as well, I suppose.
So is it hard to keep motivated, or is it just a case that the pressure is on and all the team want to pull together and get out of that position that they're in?
So it's not hard to be motivated, whether you're at the bottom of the table or the top of the table. The worst place to get motivated is when you're just stuck in the middle.
Right.
Because you've got nothing to play for. So if you're at the bottom, you've got something to play for, and if you're at the top, you've got something to play for. So you won't find this team that they won't lack motivation to get out of this, because they want to try and climb this table.
And on the opposite end then, when it came to promotion, when the Dons got promoted to the Championship, what was that like?
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Motivation, it's kind of, we was in kind of a unique position where we found ourselves quite a few points behind Preston. And we went on this crazy run towards the end of the season where I think we won 10 out of 11 games and drew the other one. You know, so it was just a case of we just kept winning, we just kept doing our stuff. And Preston didn't lose, they just kept drawing. So they were like losing 2 points most weeks, and we was gaining 2 points in them. And it just came down to the last game of the season. I think sometimes it's better to be that chasing team than it is the one in front. So I think they felt the pressure, and we just kept just playing our game.
It was pretty much down to the last kick of the season, wasn't it, that particular game?
Yeah, because it wasn't us. We'd done our job quite early at home to Yeovil. We went 4-0 up quite quickly, and we just had to rely on Preston dropping points. And then it was 0-0 for a long time in that game, and then I think they missed a penalty and all sorts, and we was getting stuff from the fans as to, you know, what the scores were, and we just thought, well, we can't do anything about it. We've done our job. It's up to them now.
And what's it like during that holiday season, from when that season ends and then you're kind of preparing yourself to go into the Championship? What's it like?
Well, I was really pleased that we went up automatically, because it gives you a longer holiday, because I didn't want an extra 3 or 4 weeks no playoffs or anything like that. So it was it's hard to describe, because you know you're going to be going into a season where you've never been before as a football club. You're looking forward to it, but also you know you've got to work. So over the summer you're having that little bit of a break and a bit of downtime. But I remember that year I only had sort of 2 weeks where I had some real downtime, and then I was straight back out there, sort of getting my fitness back up, making sure I was sharp coming back into the season, because it was a big season for us.
Right, we'll continue chatting about this in just a second. Let's continue with this. This is Katy Perry now. Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl. It's MKFM Dons on Saturday. Must apologise for my voice. Not used to working Saturdays, that's what it is. So we were just talking just now about when the Dons got promoted to the Championship. You were in the first team then. Stadium MK, 30,500 seater stadium. You've seen it fall, and you've also seen the opposite end as well. Tell us the difference as a player. When you've got, you know, maybe 6,000 fans or 30,000 like we've had here in the past.
Yeah, we've had loads of different scenarios. We've had a Tuesday night, wet Tuesday night in February at home to Rochdale or something like that, where fans, you know, they want to just stay at home and watch something else, or, you know, because they don't want to get cold, which is absolutely fine to them. But to us, it's when you're on the pitch and you need that atmosphere, it's very difficult to build that atmosphere on the pitch. You know, you need it from the outside as well, so it's difficult, but ultimately your job is to go and win a game of football, you know. So yes, they talk about sometimes the fans being the 12th man, but when you haven't got that atmosphere, you've got to deliver it on the pitch, you know. And ultimately it's a give and take as well. If we're doing it on the pitch, then the fans are going to start getting louder anyway, so it's difficult when there's less fans, because then when you go to the other end of the spectrum and you've got 30,000 people in the stadium, you can't help but just feel that buzz as you walk out. It just radiates through your body. It's unbelievable. So they're the easier games to get up for. Absolutely. No argument with that.
As you say, the cold Tuesday nights must be very difficult.
Yeah, when it's probably worse when you're sitting there doing nothing. You know, it's when you're on the pitch, you get warm. Whereas the poor fans that do actually come out and they've paid their money to come out and come and watch, you know, they've got to sit there, and sometimes it's not great watching either. You know, so it's up to us to put on a performance to win the game so that they keep coming back on those wet Tuesday nights to help support us.
No game today, so we're filling a bit of time for Dons on Saturday, kind of getting to know how the show works and all the rest of it. So we're talking about, you know, your career and some of your highlights. We touched on this a little bit earlier about the Man U game. Tell us about your memories from that game.
Again, 30,000 people at the stadium. I reckon 95% of them were Man United fans.
they were
everywhere. But what I noticed about it was that by the time we scored our third and our fourth goal, everyone was cheering, because it just got to an atmosphere where even the Man United fans, the away supporters behind the goal, they were still singing, because they didn't. It ended up being just an amazing sort of evening. It was a really strange feeling. I mean, I remember when I think the third or fourth goal went in, and I'd come off at this point, and Carl Robinson turned around and just smiled and almost laughed, and it was out of a little bit of it wasn't even embarrassment. It was just a case of, you know, what the hell's going on here?
Surreal, wasn't it?
We should not be beating, you know, Manchester United 4-0. This is just incredible, and it was just an amazing night. Not just for us as players, for the whole football club and everyone surrounding it.
And there's really a buzz around the stadium for like a good week or so afterwards.
Well, we're still buzzing off it now. Yeah.
still dying. I remember looking around to my family, and at 2, 3, and 4, I think we're all like, wow, enjoy it. If they nick one, they might go again, nick 2, 3. But it will live long in the memory.
Yeah, definitely. All right, it's Dons on Saturday. We continue with Sigala next.
Dons on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Dons on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
Tones and I, or as I've started calling them, Toes and Eyes. Dance Monkey, it's MKFM. Dons on Saturday. Dean with us and Jack. So Jack, women's game tomorrow. We have spoke about this in the first hour. Let's recap what's happening tomorrow at Stadium MK.
Yep, so Sunday 16th Feb, 2 o'clock kickoff at Stadium MK. We're in the semi-final of the National League Cup against Stoke City.
All right, excellent. So it's totally free for people to get in. It's 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow.
Yep, so gates open at 1:15, completely free parking, no need to buy a ticket, just walk through gate 7 up into the stands. So we want to generate a real big buzz around this. The women are loving this. They're prepped really well this week. I've been down at their sessions, and they know how big it is. They know how big it can be to almost put the Milton Keynes women's team on the map as well.
So we was talking earlier that there's been a good increase in people coming along and watching the game. At one point, it was somewhere around about 100 people coming. Now, I believe you're saying it's between about 1,000, 2,000 people coming.
We've had highs. It's been up and down, I suppose. It has been dependent on who we play. We've got some big teams in our league. We've got Watford's in our league. We've got Cardiff's in our league. It's easier to generate some more interest around those types of clubs. But it's on a different level in terms of the support that we're getting this year compared to previous seasons.
All right, excellent. So if you do want to come along tomorrow, gate 7 opens at 1:15 with kickoff at 2 o'clock. Free parking, free to get in. The only thing that you need to pay for is a coffee, or if you want a pie or something like that.
Or buy me one.
Yeah. All right, let's continue with this. This is DJ Sammy now. The weekend and blinding lights. It's Dons on Saturday, almost at the end of our first show. Dean Bowditch and Jack Sharp have been with us over the last couple of hours. So next week then, we're going to be looking forward to the Bolton game. We should have managers interview, some of the players interviews, looking forward to that game. We'll also chat with yourself, Jack, about what's happened at the women's final. Is it final tomorrow?
Semi-final
tomorrow. And we're also going to get Mrs. D involved with the women's team as well, because she's got a very basic knowledge about football and about women's football as well. But we're going to get her up to speed over the next few weeks.
Great. We've got more people that can promote and be aware of what we do, the better.
Right, excellent. And I think, Dean, we need to start setting you a weekly challenge.
Yes.
for the show.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Well, have you got anything in mind? Or?
I don't know. I'm just thinking that maybe we should give you like a little bit of homework or something.
Yeah, I've not got enough to do already, but yeah, go
no.
on.
So
you have a think.
I'm gonna have a think about it. I'll drop you an email in the week, and then when we start the show next week, we can kind of unveil what your challenge was and if you've managed to deliver it or not.
Okay, that's fine by me. I'm up all for right. anything.
So Saturday afternoon, then are you playing this week? Or
yeah, we've got a game. I'm sort of playing part time at the moment at Stoke Market. Yeah. I've got a game. My body's a little bit broken this week, because we had a game on Saturday and Tuesday night.
Right.
And I think it's the first time in about 17, 18 years that I played pretty much 90 minutes on both games. So body's a little bit sore, like even still. But yeah, we've got a game that we just keep winning. You know, we're winning a lot of games at the moment, and we will just keep playing along.
Well, enjoy your game. I guess everyone else has got their feet up this afternoon, because no game here for the Dons. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week at noon. All right, SimCafe, Michael Robinson is on the way for you next.